Check, check. Need to see if this is working. This is Wingman Spencer Wallace, pilot for the Allied Planets, 3rd Lance, 4th Aerospace Division, Dragon Battalion. I'm keeping a log of the activities and events that led up to my being stranded on this unknown planet in the Rogar system. I decided to keep this log in the event that my rescue takes longer than I hope. So if I don't live to be rescued, at least this recording will survive, because I believe that what has happened to me is imperative to the safety of the Allied Planets. I was shot down by 3, yes, I said 3, cloaked Soraka fighters. I know that there have been rumors of the Soraka having cloaked freighters and battleships, but nothing as remotely small as a fighter. But believe you me, I know firsthand that the cloaking rumors are true. I just hope that the Allied Planets can discover a way to detect them. I'm pretty sure I managed to take out at least one of those bastards before I entered atmosphere, but I was having trouble controlling my fighter to make 100% sure. I'm not sure if this planet is inhabited. My navigation computer was knocked out in the fight, so I'm not sure which planet I'm actually on. But it seems my homing beacon does work, so in case there are more Allied ships in the system, I'll be heard. Today, I'll set up camp and see what I can salvage from my fighter, and tomorrow I'll go exploring. Wallace out. Well, that's a couple hours later. Camp is set, prefab shelter is up, and I got a fire going. Not much on the fighter was damaged except the wings, engine, fuel supply, and canopy. Only the things I need to get off of this rock. Thankfully, my survival kit wasn't damaged. Never really thought I'd ever be using it. Power on the homing beacon doesn't look like it's going to last more than a couple days. I need to find some fuel for it. The scanner's battery isn't strong enough, but it does show traces of terium within a kilometer. Gives me a direction to go exploring tomorrow. I hope someone picks me up before my fuel supply goes out. I don't think I could live like this for long. I mean, everyone who goes through starfighter training has to take a survival course as well, just in case something like this happens. But hell, I never thought I'd actually need that training. Wish I'd have paid more attention to the instructor. Anyway, more tomorrow. Wallace out. Day 2 on this miserable rock. I decided to bring the recorder with me on these explorations. Keeps my mind fresher and a little less lonely having someone, or something rather, to talk to. Well, I found a water source, as you may be able to hear in the background there. A lovely waterfall. Reminds me of Victoria Falls back on Earth. I was lucky enough to see it once before I shipped out. The major difference is the vegetation. It's all blue. That's right, blue. Scanner says it's got chlorophyll in it. It must be the radiation though. Shit, what was that? There seems to be some kind of life form or creature. Something is out here. Looks like a weird kind of moose, except the antlers are growing down around its head. It makes it look like it's wearing a bonnet. Seems harmless. If this is the only indigenous life on this planet, I won't have to worry about meat either. Holy shit! My homing beacon! The ship's coming! I'll have to get back to the campsite. Wallace out, for now. Back at the camp. Radio's still not working, so I'll have to wait to see who it is that comes down to get me. Here they come. Shit, it's the Soraka. Better turn off the homing beacon before they do find me. Turning off recorder so they don't hear me. If you hear from me again, they didn't find me. Wallace out. Okay, I managed to hide in a tree from their sensors. Apparently the tree gives off enough magnetic interference to block their sensors. I noticed it last night. Thankfully they didn't take anything from my ship or campsite. I have to find another spot to hold up in, though. Maybe I should keep my homing beacon off for a couple days. Shit! Those assholes stopping here. It's ruined my chances of snagging an Allied patrol. Shit! Recorder off. Okay. That's the last of it. Took 2 days to find a cave that had enough room for all my equipment. Tomorrow I'm turning the homing beacon back on. Screw the Soraka if they come back. I can hold off at least 10 of them from this place. near the top of a hill with a sheer cliff face for over 100 feet above me. The last group that came looking for me only had 4 of those ugly SOBs. This cave seems to go back quite a ways. I'll explore a little as soon as I get some rest. And after I turn the homing beacon back on. Whew! What a planet. Recorder off. I wish I could describe these rock formations, but without pictures it won't do. Looks like it could almost have been constructed, but how anyone could have constructed these perfect lines and curves is beyond me. There are too many straight lines in here also for this shit to be natural, though. Holy shit! This place is huge! Oh my god! It's a city! It'd take years to fully explore this place. I ain't got years, though. Well, maybe I do. Sure as hell hope not, but I'll think about waiting my life away later. I don't really want to be thinking about staying here any longer than I have to. Can't be straying too far from the beacon in case they come for me. I'll give it a week, then come back down here for a day or so. Maybe I'll leave them a note telling them I'm down here so they won't leave me. Yeah, maybe I'll do that in a couple days instead of a week. I'd like to see an alien civilization that isn't trying to kill me. Until I saw this old city, I don't think I've ever thought of aliens as anything but hostile assholes wanting to exterminate all us humans. I never thought of them as having homes or families. I wonder what a Soraka would think of a human. Oh shit! Shit. No. No. I was sure they'd come for me. I ain't going down like that. Ah, fuck!
You've been listening to Stranded from Circus 13 Radio. Written, produced, and directed by Tim Gillick. Check us out on the web at grock-productions.com/circus-13-productions.
Cabrin, what the hell happened to you?
Give me a beer and I'll tell you about it.
Sure, buddy. Can't wait to hear this. Here you go, buddy. Okay, so how'd you get those nasty scars on your cheek? Jesus, you're killing me, Cabe. How the hell did you get those scars?
I'm not so sure I want to get into that, Barry.
Jesus, why the hell not?
I think I'm just going to go outside and sit by the pool.
I think I'll join you. Alone. Okay, now that there are no prying ears, what the hell happened to you, man?
I just got back from vacation with my dad out west.
Yeah?
Well, we ran into a little trouble out there.
What kind of trouble?
Indian trouble.
This have anything to do with your mom?
Uh-huh.
And your grandpa again?
And my uncles? They didn't have a problem with me. Just dad. until I stood up for him.
You sure you want to do this?
Dad, we need to. Grandpa's always liked me, thinking of me as his last tie to his only daughter. If I can't get him closer to you, no one can.
All right, then. Let's get this over with. Let me get the bags out of the back. Does he know I'm coming with you? Cabron, I asked if your grandfather knows I'm coming with you.
No, sir.
Damn it, Cabron. You know there's two things your grandfather hates.
Surprises and you.
That's right. Jesus.
Sorry, Dad. Just slipped my mind.
Screw it. Let's get it over with. You sure he's home?
His motorcycle's here. And he said he'd be here when I got here.
You think he knows I'm here and that's why he isn't answering the door?
Damn right, you bastard.
Well, he knows we're here.
Yes, he does. Come on, Steven, let us in. All right, Cabron, let's go. It's obvious he doesn't want us here.
Visit is now tainted by the presence of an evil spirit.
Look, if you don't want me here, just say...
I am not speaking of you, nor am I speaking to you. I am speaking of the spirit of the Black Wolf. The spirit of the Black Wolf has returned to haunt us, Cabron. I believe it has to do with your visit.
What do you mean, Grandpa?
The spirit of the Black Wolf returns every 25 years to take another young man just come of age to make him of the wolf.
What do you mean, make him of the wolf?
You need to hear the history of the spirit of the Black Wolf to understand completely its evil and what he does.
What the hell are you talking about, Cabe? Spirit of the Black Wolf? What the hell is that shit?
If you'd let me tell my grandfather's story, you'll find out.
All right. If this is just a story about families not getting along, I can go home to see that live, okay? Continue.
150 years ago, an Apache named Black Wolf created a group called AFRA, America for Real Americans. He saw the white man as a great scourge on this land. Our land. Land that cannot truly be owned by a man with a piece of paper, despite what the white man has said and forced down our throats. AFRA left a symbol of a howling Black Wolf's head wherever they attacked. Sometimes it was difficult to tell if the wolf's head was black when carved in the bosom of a woman.
Are you trying to sicken us with this story?
Be patient. Black Wolf was more fierce and far more savage than Geronimo ever thought to be. He brutalized every white person he came across, woman, man, and child. He took special care in killing the people who were friendly with the whites. He considered them traitors.
Why, Grandpa?
Because, Cabron, he saw them as going to the enemy and fighting against him. There were many times when a scouting party came across a lone Apache or Crow or Pawnee that was eviscerated with a beehive or hornet's nest stuffed into his stomach. And the man would still be alive.
So where does this of the wolf crap come in?
Black Wolf, like any leader worth following, even for a time, gained many followers who believed he was right. Black Wolf created a ritual with the aid of his father, who was a holy man, to initiate those who wished to follow him into AFRA. This ritual changed Black Wolf's followers into wolves.
Huh. What? Turn them into wolves? You can't be serious. Come on, Cabron, we're going home. Holy shit, what was that?
Sit down, Colin. Please.
What was that sound, Grandpa?
The spirit of the Black Wolf.
What did you say?
I said, Grandpa said it was the spirit of the Black Wolf.
What the hell is the goddamn spirit of the Black Wolf? Jesus Christ.
If you don't want to be patient, I'll just take off. I didn't come here to get yelled at. You want me to leave? I'll go.
Yeah, man. Sit. I'm sorry. It's just, I could tell you got your damn storytelling from your mum's side. Takes you and your grandfather forever to tell a damn story. Seriously, dude, I'm sorry.
Anyway.
You're telling us that that sound we just heard was the spirit of a dead Apache that lived 150 years ago?
No, that was the spirit of the Black Wolf.
So the spirit of the Black Wolf isn't the spirit of the Indian named Black Wolf?
No, the spirit of the Black Wolf has been around since just after the world was created. Coyote, the trickster, went up to Wolf one day and told him a joke. The joke went badly for Wolf, and he attacked Coyote. Coyote placed a curse on Wolf that made him appear evil in the eyes of white men, so they would hunt him and kill him only for his skin. Wolf grew so angry that part of him broke off, the part that white men hunt that also hunts them. This angry part of Wolf was solid black, showing how evil he was. But since he wasn't created by the Great Spirit, he has no body, only a spirit, blacker than the blackest smoke.
So this is actually the black spirit of the wolf?
Yes, but since the time of Black Wolf and Aphra, it has been known as the spirit of the Black Wolf.
Holy shit, Cape. Did you see it?
Not at that point. We heard the howling and saw the movement outside, but that was about it. It shook the house a couple times, like it slammed itself into the wall.
How big was it?
The first time it walked past the window, it looked like it was at least 6 feet tall at the shoulders.
That's a big damn dog.
Not a dog, a wolf.
What's the difference?
A lot. But Grandpa had to get rid of that thing before it wrecked his house.
You're in my light.
Sorry.
Found them.
That's how you're gonna fight off a big wolf? With a damn rattle?
Cabron, did your father and mother never talk about her heritage? Your heritage? Never mind. Step closer. I need to place the sand circle in the kitchen. You both need to be inside the circle before I close it.
Black smoke.
Ick. It farted before it left. That stinks.
You can stop. It's gone.
It is not.
Whoa, easy there, Steven.
Dad, watch your foot. Don't go outside the circle.
Eh, it's okay. What the? I can't move my foot.
Dad, what's wrong?
That huge, smoky wolf.
Dad!
It's got my foot. Help me.
What's this for? All the sand? Oh, it's the sand on the floor.
Ah! Help me, Cabron! Steven! Please!
Give me that. You must complete the circle.
Dad! Do something!
I am. I'm resealing the circle so he can't get to us.
No, save him!
There is nothing we can do. The spirit of the Black Wolf has it.
I've got to do something.
Is that when you got that? That big wolf scratch your face?
No, Barry.
So did you help your dad?
Nope. Grandpa stopped me.
There is nothing we can do. He is becoming of the wolf.
We gotta help him.
We can't, Cabron. He is lost now.
No! Cabron, Steven, help me. Don't let me die.
Oh my God, Dad!
Jesus, Cabe, that's horrible. To not only lose your dad, but to have him eaten right there in front of you, too.
What happened next?
Yeah, how'd you and Grandpa survive?
Nothing else happened that night. The spirit was sated. and gained another to add to its army, but the next night was a full moon and we had to prepare for its return. Grandpa was certain it was after me. Turns out it wasn't only after me, though. The preparations lasted all day, getting Grandpa's stuff out of storage, medicine pouches, rattles, drums, and paints, then a sweat in the sweat lodge with some of the tribal elders to purify our bodies, and finally painting the symbols on the main lodge for the ceremony. There were 5 of us, all at the right age for the Black Wolf. We sat in the center of the sand painting with my grandfather, all of us in loincloths and face paint. We were about to begin. Are you sure all this is necessary?
That's your father talking, Cabron. This is a spirit of the people, and we have our ways of fighting it.
Boo!
Wait a minute, you skipped over something.
How would you know?
You never finished telling about that Black Wolf, the guy.
Yes!
All right. Where did I leave off on it?
You only said that the spirit was called the spirit of the Black Wolf after the guy Black Wolf did some rituals and initiation and shit with his followers.
Right. Sorry. Aunt Mary, Aunt Joan, Grandpa never finished telling me about the man named Black Wolf, his followers. Do you know anything about it?
I told you of the ritual he was performing to change his followers into wolves. The ritual was summoning the spirit of the Black Wolf. By coincidence or by some prank of Coyote's, his first ritual was the night before the full moon after 25 years of peace without the spirit seeking followers.
You just lost me, Grandpa.
I told you the spirit of the Black Wolf appears every 25 years. The 3 nights of the full moon are when the spirit makes its appearance. Black Wolf happened to perform his first initiation ritual on the first night of a full moon 25 years after the last appearance of the spirit.
Your grandfather is correct. Coyote decided to put it into Black Wolf's head to perform his ritual at a time when the spirit of the Black Wolf was returning. What Coyote didn't know was that Black Wolf's magic was strong enough to keep the spirit in this world for longer than his normal 3 days.
During the rest of the month, the spirit was very weak and could not show itself other than through Black Wolf's carving of the symbol wherever he went. But every full moon, for 3 nights, Black Wolf would perform his ritual and the spirit would appear to make more men of the wolf.
So what would these men do? Were they just soldiers of Aphra?
To a point, Cabron. They were skinwalkers.
What's a skinwalker?
A man that wears the skin of an animal.
Or an animal that wears the skin of a man.
A shapeshifter?
Yes.
Werewolf?
Yes.
You've got to be kidding.
You saw the spirit for yourself last night, Cabron. You saw what it did to your father. Why can you not believe in a skinwalker?
Spirits of ghosts are one thing, but a man who could change shape into a wolf? Impossible.
Why?
Yes, why?
Because it would take weeks, if not months, just for the bones and the muscles to reshape. Not to mention the pain.
You are forgetting the most important thing.
What?
Magic.
Medicine.
The spirit of the Black Wolf is strong in medicine, or magic if you prefer. These men do go through a lot of pain, but they will gladly do it for the power of the wolf that they gain.
You're asking a lot on faith, Grandpa.
You need faith if you are to survive tonight.
So Black Wolf performed this ritual and made his men werewolves. Then what?
Then he ravaged the countryside, slaughtering the white man, every one he could find.
He used the medicine of the spirit of the Black Wolf to change his men before attacking anyone.
As a pack, they would attack, leaving no one alive, not even children.
He killed so many, giving so much blood to the spirit of the Black Wolf, that it grew powerful enough that it didn't need his ritual to sustain it during the time not of the full moon.
What stopped him?
Coyote tricked him once again.
While returning from a farmhouse where they killed 4 families, they passed along the ridge of a large canyon.
A coyote jumped at Black Wolf's horse, causing it to throw him.
He fell down a cliff?
Yes, it doesn't take much to kill any man, and even though Black Wolf believed himself to be more than that because of the power given to him, he was still just a man.
That's it? He fell off a fucking cliff?
Believe me, Barry, I was almost as upset as you when I found out. Like my grandfather said, he was just a man.
Sure, whatever. Go ahead. Back to when you were getting ready in the meeting hall.
Are you sure all this is necessary?
That's your father talking, Cabron. This is a spirit of the people, and we have our ways of fighting it.
You already said this part.
I have to reset the scene.
Okay, sorry, go ahead. The movie resumes.
Shouldn't we be using silver bullets or something, since we're fighting werewolves?
They are not just werewolves, Cabron. They are skinwalkers, and silver will only affect them so much.
Dad, you're okay.
That is not your father, Cabron. Not anymore. He is of the wolf now, just as are those five men with him. See the feral look in their eyes?
Let go of me.
Sit down. We begin the ceremony now.
Let me go. All right, I'll sit. My dad and these other guys moved around the circle. Not actually coming close to it, my dad stood in front of me and my grandpa, staring down at us with a smile on his face. He spread his arms out and these other guys moved around to the elders around the hall.
Well?
Well, what?
What the hell happened then?
What do you think happened? I didn't get the scar fighting my father. I got it, joining him.
You have been listening to Spirit of the Black Wolf from Circus 13 Presents, written and produced by Tim Gillick.